Hi, welcome to Redeem the Commute. I'm Ryan, your host of the Daily Challenges. Today's Thursday, the day we try to apply and live out what we've been learning. And this week we've been learning the story of a man named Saul, also known as Paul. In the New Testament part of the Bible, he was a hunter of Christians who was trying to find and arrest Christians who had an encounter with the risen Jesus that changed him forever. We talked yesterday about how the other followers of Jesus, the rest of the church, the other Christians might have been a little skeptical and cautious about his claims about changing. Was this just a trap? Was he trying to get embedded in the organization so he could take it out? Or was he really changed by Jesus? Well, why did God pick this man to transform and use in this way? Well, I think he had some incredible skills. He was incredibly gifted. We read later in the Bible about some of his background. He's highly educated. He's both a Roman citizen and a Jew. He's trained under the best rabbi, one of the most well-known rabbis in history. He's got all these skills, clearly a very talented man, and God saw him using it for all the wrong things. He was there when the first Christian to be martyred was killed in a stoning. It says that Saul was there watching. So God would have seen this too and would have seen all of Saul's energy and skills being directed the wrong way and decided to subvert that and use that, to co-opt Saul for good news, for the gospel, rather than for religious legalism and for death. God also used him as an example of what he can do, that he can change anyone. It sounds like Saul was the kind of guy where you looked at him and if you said, you know what, if God could change him, I bet God could change anyone, even me. If you're anything less than a Christian-hunting, murderous zealot, you're probably good. That's the message we're supposed to get from Saul's story, is that whatever we've done, wherever we've come from, God can still work with us. God can still transform us. That's a huge part of the good news of Jesus, the gospel, the message of Jesus that Saul once hated so much. That message is that whoever you are, wherever you've come from, whatever laws you've broken, God can stop you in your tracks, turn you around, help you repent and become his follower. That's grace. That's God giving us what we don't deserve. And previously, as a Pharisee, Saul was all about a law, a religious law that said people get what they deserve. If they've been good, they get good things. If they're bad, they get bad things. You have to follow God's laws. That's how life works. And here was God himself in the flesh, Jesus Christ, coming to earth, dying, rising from the dead, and encountering Saul and telling him, no, actually, that's not the way it is. I'm a God of grace, and I can even give grace to a guy like you. Well, that changed and transformed Saul in a dramatic fashion. It's a great story, right? Murderous mercenary transformed into Christian missionary. It's an incredible story involving a horse and a bright light and a booming voice from heaven, 3 days blinded and then a miraculous cure before the man is baptized. A complete transformation in just a matter of days. It's a great story, a dramatic story, one that you can tell, one that plays well on television. But what if that's not your story? Does every Christian need to have a dramatic and amazing story involving things like this? No, my story certainly doesn't. My story involves growing up in a Christian family, going to a good church, learning to be a Christian leader in high school. It's a story not of a one-day transformation, but of day after day after day, choosing to follow Jesus, even when I made mistakes, trying again to follow Jesus, asking to be forgiven. That's many, many people's stories of following Jesus. It doesn't have to be dramatic. But what is important is that every Christian has a story of how following Jesus has changed them. Or how they'd be different if they weren't following Jesus. What's important is that we can point to our lives and say, this is what a life trying to follow Jesus looks like, and it's different from the life I could have lived or that I used to live. So here's your challenge for this week. What's your story? What's your story of how following Jesus changed you, or how not following Jesus would have been different? So have a great discussion with your small group on how that's going to look in your life, and then I'll see you tomorrow as we take time to pray and reflect about this. Bye for now.